Dexter, a fawn-coloured French bulldog, lives with his human in an apartment in New York City. He eats food cooked especially for him, has four beds, and countless tennis balls. Size small, of course. According to his human, Dexter enjoys eating, sleeping, and sniffing. But Dexter has another life his human knows nothing about. He is the famous Detective Dexter. Every morning after his human leaves for work, Dexter puts on his detective hat, heads out onto the terrace, leaps onto the ledge, and hops onto the fire escape where he keeps an office. His trusty assistant, a Pomeranian named Peanut, is always early, and there is always a line of city dogs who need help. The dogs brace themselves as they prepare for the cats who are charging towards them. Fergie and his clowder, the riffraffers, have arrived. They are trying to free Hubert from the apartment he's been forced to live in. Fergie wears the flue, the diamond collar that is said to bestow great power on whoever wears it. If the dogs fail to take it back, it could have terrible consequences. Pip, the parrot, is on a mission to get the little boy's attention. This little boy is a cat lover beyond all else. He has many stuffed animals, but no cat of his own. The dogs are hoping he will get Fergie and keep him safe in his apartment forever. Just across the way from Hubert, who is also safely tucked away with his human. Pip flies up to the boy's window and pecks.
Howl! Howl!
The cats run into the park. The little boy comes to the window. He is so excited to see the parrot. Then he sees the cats.
Kitties!
The boy heads out the door. He's on his way.
Where is Phyllis?
I did not see her. Did you?
No, not since...
The cats surround Dexter, Barbara and Rex. Then Fergie arrives. He's seated on a large platter. Five cats carry him.
He thinks he is royalty.
To sit on his neck is painful. Fergie, give us the flu. Oh, you will be sorry.
I don't think so.
There is no way out of this.
Maybe not for you.
Where is Phyllis? We need her.
She'll be here. You know her.
Fergie hops off the platter and saunters over to Dexter and the Dobermans.
Circle!
A group of cats form a circle around the dogs and start closing in.
I will not give you the flu. I told you to leave me alone. Now, we must attack!
The cats jump onto Barbara and Rex. Dexter dodges one, then another, but the third clamps onto his back.
Down, kitty!
Oh! The time is now!
The dogs pop out from their hiding spots and run to help their friends. They growl at the cats.
Oh, I'm not getting involved in this.
Many run away. A dog helps Dexter shake the cat off his back, and Barbara and Rex do the same. Phyllis, the debonair Doberman, leaps from under a bush, scaring away a few cats.
Fergie!
She's got Baxter and Belinda on her back. She pulls the flue loose from Fergie's neck. The frogs grab hold with their tongues and launch it into the air. Before Fergie knows it, Phyllis is on the other side of the park. She jumps and catches the flu like a frisbee, then disappears behind a building.
No!
This time, Fergie is not laughing. All of the cats have been scared off by the dogs. Fergie tries to go after Phyllis, but it's no use. The boy has made it down from his apartment. He runs toward Fergie.
Kitty!
The little boy scoops Fergie into his arms and squeezes.
I
Get off me! No, 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 no!
Don't worry, you're safe with me! Hey, you need a bath, and I'll feed you some dinner, and then we can snuggle!
I am Fergie DeMoe! I do not snuggle!
Fergie looks up and sees Hubert in the window. He waves a paw down at him.
Hubie, help!
I think I'll call you, Squeaky!
Squeaky? Who do you think you're calling Squeaky? I am the ferocious, the diabolical, the cat of cats, Fergie DeMoe!
Fergie tries to get loose, but there's no escaping. The little boy takes him into the building, giving him hugs and kisses the whole time, and disappears into the elevator.
Let us hope Fergie is snuggled till the end of time.
That boy will never let him go.
A match made in Brickle Park.
Well, we found Phyllis.
I do believe she saved the day.
Oh, indeed.
The frogs, too.
Those little barkers are certainly helpful.
Oh, good. So I'm welcome back for dinner anytime.
Let's not take it that far. But you may visit often.
We come as a pair.
We'll need to have another keeper watch Fergie as well as Hubert.
We do.
Elena and Julio shuffle through the dogs.
We'll keep watch.
Yeah, on both of them.
You can't miss a day or get distracted if either of them ever gets out.
You'll know right away.
We promise.
Elena and Julio position themselves in the center of the park. They sit side by side. One looks up at Hubert, and the other watches Fergie.
It seems as if my work here is done.
Detective, how can we ever thank you?
No thanks needed. It is what I do. And I hope for my last days here in Miami, I will sit on the beach and snooze, as they say.
Have a croquetta, or two.
Or five. I must try to bring one back for Peanut. She will love them.
As a parting gift, I will bring you some.
Barbara, Rex, I hope to see you again if I come to Miami, but under more social circumstances. I do love a good case, but I don't mind a little vacation now and then.
The next day, Dexter does exactly as he'd hoped. He lounges on the beach with his human and eats snacks galore. And before he knows it, it's time to return home to New York.
Homeward bound. Back to day old bagels, cases galore, and Peanut.